today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is today's special coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Today's topic is Al-Quds Day 2020 Online Rally.
Al-Quds tunadina, Al-Quds tunadina, Al-Quds tunadina,
Quds tunadi, Quds tunadi, Quds tunadina.
Today, Thursday, is the 27th of Ramadan, 1441 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Hordad, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of May, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of verse 10 of chapter Hujurat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that inasmuch as you strive to reconcile to brothers, it is also incumbent upon you to make peace seriously and decisively amongst conflicting believers. What a meaningful and interesting expression. All believers are like brethren, and contentions and conflicts running amongst brethren are to be replaced by peace and sincerity. That's one of the most significant social responsibilities of Muslim against one another in administration of justice is clarified with all its dimensions. Day 2020 Online Rally. For the first time in its history, this year's Al-Quds Day will go online as a result of the COVID-19 epidemic. The forced cancellation of the annual marches and rallies around the world does not mean forgetting the Palestinians at this important time of the Islamic year. Each year, on the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, millions of people pour out onto the streets of cities around the world to voice their support for Palestinians and to call for an end to the Zionist regime's atrocities and occupation. To mark the occasion this year, Justice for Palestine Committee will be streaming messages from a wide array of community leaders, activities, and public figures. The online event will also include presentations reminding people of the Palestinian plight. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Quds Day has been very famous throughout the Muslim world because shortly after the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran, Imam Khomeini announced the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as the Quds Day. Initially, the Zionists couldn't anticipate the significance of the Quds Day throughout the whole Muslim nations. However, later, little by little, they came to understand and realize that it was one of the best strategies adopted by the late Imam Khomeini. Please note that such kind of gesture of Imam Khomeini urged and inspired the Lebanese people to withstand Zionists' aggression and occupation of the country Lebanon, of the country of Lebanon. And at the same time, we find that in Palestine there are important jihadist groups who do everything in order to liberate Palestine from the hands of Israelis and Zionists. From this perspective, we find that the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran, proved a nation that sounds like a thunder and light over and against Zionists in the whole world. Not only in the occupied Palestine, but also everywhere, the tyrants have felt that they can no longer withstand the inspirations people receive from the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Because this kind of reflection and this kind of attention to the Islamic standards have proved quite significant and fruitful, not only in Iran, but also in other nations like Lebanon, Palestine, Syria, and in other places. Now we find that the Islamic Republic of Iran, I mean the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, indicated that due to the significance of the Quds Day, people, I mean Muslim nations, have come to be able to express what they say and to say whatever they feel about the future of the Muslim nations. Now, from this perspective, we may expect the month, the Quds Day, to be a triggering force for all people in the world to withstand all satanic temptations of tyrants and in order to revive their own rights. Thank you.
We are Hezbollah! We are Hezbollah!
Al-Quds Day 2020, fly the flag of Palestine. What can we do at the time of coronavirus? This Al-Quds Day, when it is unlikely anyone can go out to protest, different organizations are calling on all people to fly a Palestinian flag in their window or on their car to show their support for the people of Palestine. So, fly your flag for days of month of Ramadan. You can download and print an A4 version, or you can buy a larger cloth flag. You can also add the flag to your social media profiles. Take a photo and tweet it. Make a story in Insta, have a post in Facebook, and so on.
Love is everywhere, so much peace. Up the air, Ramadan
in Imam Khomeini's speeches. Quds Day is an international day and is not exclusive to Quds. It is the day of confronting the oppressed with the arrogant. It is the day of encountering the nations oppressed by the America or else. It is a day for the oppressed to be prepared against the arrogant to defeat them. Quds Day is not only for Quds. It is the day for Islam. It is the day for Islamic government. It is the day on which the flag for Islamic government must be raised. It is the day on which superpowers need to be taught that they can no longer advance in Islamic countries. I know Quds Day as the day of Islam and the day of the Prophet, the day which we need to fully prepare ourselves and relieve Muslims from the isolation they are brought in so that they can stand against their enemies with all their powers.
Living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Because we'll be questioned on the Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters. We will be questioned, and Allah will ask us, that you living here in the West, in the comforts of Toronto, Brampton, Ontario, wherever you may be, Allah will ask you that you think about those individuals on that part of the world. We have a hadith by our Holy Prophet that says that the one who does not wake up thinking about the Muslims' affairs in the world, laysa bi Muslim, he's not a Muslim, he says. And we talked about this idea of an ummah and not an individual in Islam. That we are a family, we are an ummah. If one part of us hurts, we all feel the pinch of that pain. And we read in Zat al Wasa every single Thursday, Salat bi Hijri Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We read, فَلَعَنُ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً قَتَلَتْكَ وَلَعَنُ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً ظَلَمَتْكَ وَلَعَنُ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِيَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ. That there is, we curse the killers, we curse those who do dhulm against you, we curse those who stood there and watched these atrocities and remained quiet. We're seeing what's in front of us, my brothers and my sisters. Every single day, the news is fresh. Every single day, there's news coming out of that part of the world. We're listening to it, we're witnessing it, we're completely informed by it, and yet we remain quiet. That's not what the maktab of the Ahlul Bayt has taught us. Our entire mission of the Ahlul Bayt was wherever there was injustice, they rose up against it. And so my humble request to myself, my family, to all of you, is do what we can in this part of the world to remember Yawm al-Quds, the Day of Quds, being the best opportunity, and teach your children that, look, wherever there is injustice, we have to speak out against it. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Each day we are reminded, and each day we say, there's not much that we can do, it seems so far away. Have you heard of Kosovo, of Afghanistan? Have you heard of Palestine?
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and...
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.